And I'm having a gin and tonic with two limes.
You're not just having a gin and tonic. You're having a Tanqueray and tonic.
Yes, exactly. So, and I've had, this is my second one, and it's lasted me for a little while because I put a lot of ice in it.
It's a lightweight.
I've just put a lot of damn ice in it. So now it's mostly water.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You're not just having a gin and tonic. You're having a Tanqueray and tonic.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 897 of the BFO for Friday, the 8th of July, 2011. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me. Sure. Yo, we've got voice letters and... Can you hear that, huh? Can you hear that, huh? Can you hear it? Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well, y'all. It is the end of the first full week of July, y'all. It is just scooting on by, kind of like that Miss Melinda on that carpet. That she went to that party, and y'all, she drug a butt across the carpet, just scooted right across. Big Fatty, please! But, anyway, y'all, it is the end of another week. Y'all, it's hot. It's hot. Y'all, I'm sitting here watching the TV machine, and y'all, the weather rat is down in Florida. He is down in Florida at the Kennedy Space Center for the final space shuttle launch, y'all, and so y'all, it's gonna be a big day today for the space shuttle launch. We'll see if that actually takes place, or if the weather rat has put the spell. Maybe he'll put a spell on the shuttle and not let it take a big fatty. The only ones putting spells on things is that Larry Potter. And y'all, it is the day that the final Larry Potter movie comes out. So anyway, y'all, is a maybe Larry Potter rides on the space shuttle. I don't know. I just don't know. So y'all, this is big weekend, y'all. And dear Gussie, if it's anything like this week, y'all, Big Fatty is just gonna be worn out by the gentleman callers. So anyway. dear Gussie, y'all, it is good day in the coal mine. I went to a meeting today that lasted about 3 hours, y'all, and that was not so good, but y'all, it was very informative, and so I'm glad I went to it. Other than that, let's see, we had a little sandwich at that, and I had the roast beef and the provolone on a submarine sandwich bun. And y'all, I have got a meatloaf, Big Fatty, please, in the oven, y'all. And Big Fatty, does that mean you're gonna have a food baby? Well, it'll eventually turn into a food baby. But anyway, y'all, and since I'm talking about it, can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Y'all, after I recorded the Thursday show, y'all, I went to the Publix, the Von's East, if you will. And y'all, speaking of the Von's East, y'all, the old gal, you didn't hear her at the beginning of today's little show. That was the y'all, that was the gay country boy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No, Big Fatty. But the old gal was asking for questions. For her little show, yeah, she's blank. She's just blank when it comes to content, y'all. There's, you know, the mystery's over, the snark is over, and the damn show has got nothing except dead rats. And y'all, that's not being snarky. It's just a statement of truth. But y'all, she was saying, please send me some questions on the Twitty, and y'all. I sent her a couple of good ones. I don't remember one of them, but one of them was if you could only go to the Vons or to the Trader Joe's for eternity, but you could only go to one of them for the rest of your life, Which one would it be and why? Y'all, I can't wait to hear the answer for this. So anyway, because y'all, they both have things that she adores. She just adores things at both of them. So anyway, but y'all, I went to the Von's East, and y'all, they had the good juice on sale. Y'all, they had the Oreo cookery products on sale also. And y'all, they had something called the Oreo Brownie. I don't know if you've ever tried one of these, but it's kind of cakey, and it's got the Oreo filling on the inside of it. But y'all, it's kind of good. Y'all, the penny coupon was for the Von's East Solid Dressing. So I got some of that. Y'all, they had the good Bake Refresh sourdough loaves. Bake, fatty, please, no loaves on sale. And y'all, they had the good Mayfield ice cream on sale. So Big Fatty got a half gallon of the Moose Tracks, y'all, which is a vanilla ice cream with peanut butter cups and fudge swirls in it. And y'all, Moose Tracks is not footprints from Moose P up there in Raleigh. No, Big Fatty, although I bet he makes Moose Tracks. And y'all, I got some bananas and skim milk. And y'all, I got, so it was a combination of beef and poke, so you can make a meatloaf. And so I got that, and some of that Lipton onion soup mix. Y'all, it is not gourmet cooking, but y'all, it's just good old cooking. So I got that. Y'all, I spent $30.58, and I saved $10.44. So I'm not so, I'm pretty pleased with that. I don't feel so bad about that. Y'all, I was laying in the lav chamber on Wednesday night, on hump day night, and y'all, I was just about to fall off to sleep, and then all of a sudden, y'all, I forgot, y'all, I've already told you what that is, but I forgot that this Sunday is my brother's birthday. He is celebrating the exiting of the birth canal. Y'all, he'll be, how old will he be? He'll be 52 years old. And y'all, his wife, she'll be 52 years old on Monday. Y'all, they're a day apart. But as she says, he is considerably older than she is. And so, y'all, I had bought their cards weeks ago, and y'all, I'd just forgotten to put them into the United States Parcel Service. And so, y'all, I got those out today. I hope they get over there in time. If not, I'll hear about it. I will just hear about it. So anyway, so that's the kind of things that are keeping Big Fatty on edge. You know, y'all, I've about decided that maybe Big Fatty needs a new mattress. I've had this one about 20 years, and y'all, they say you should change them about every 8 years. So y'all, I'm coming up on about three times its three times or two and a half times its desired life. But you know, Big Fatty's a cheap ass, y'all. He is just a cheap ass. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, if any of you have some mattress tips, y'all, you know, there are 1,000 mattresses out there, and y'all, the last time I bought this mattress, y'all, they didn't even have these pillow tops that they have now. And that is not to be confused with the pillow pants, y'all, which are your underpants, but y'all, they're made out of pillowcases. And I won't mention who wears those, but anyway. Y'all, if you have any tips, if any of you have bought a mattress recently or you have any tips on the best way to select a mattress, y'all, Big Fatty would appreciate any assistance you can give. Just give me a ringy-dingy or shoot me a voice letter or an e-letter or whatever. So anyway, y'all, I would appreciate any help you can give me. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Big Fatty. Daddy, this is Melissa the Confused. I'm sorry that I haven't called you in a while. In fact, I don't even think we've spoken since the meet and greet. But anyway, I just wanted to call and say hi. I'm really behind on all the shows out there, so I'm really sorry, but I'm going to be catching up soon. And anyway, I just wanted to say hi, and I hope you're doing well, and I hope that Poodle McDoodle or whatever the heck his name is, I hope he's doing, she's good, doing good. Is it he? Is it she? I don't know. I'm so confused. Anyway, I hope that they are doing great, too. And I love you both. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Yes! Y'all, that is Melissa the Confused. And that is not to be confused with Melinda, the butt scooter. Melinda the Butt Scooter and Melissa the Confused. Yes, McFaddy, lovely. There go the Cheerios. But y'all, Melissa the Confused is confused. She doesn't know what you are, Poodle McNoodle. McFaddy, she's not the only one. So anyway, maybe if you make it out to Vegas, Melissa the Confused, with your mama, tell your mama I said hey. Maybe you'll get to meet Poodle McNoodle, and you can make it, do some sort of a, y'all can play doctor, that's vulgar, but, anyway, y'all, speaking of Vegas, I'm not gonna do the Rots of Rock, but y'all, Michael Perry from up there in the Squamish, B.C., Mexico. Y'all got an e-letter from him today. Y'all had no idea, but he is coming to the Pride 48 in Vegas, dear Gussie. And y'all, I'm still waiting to hear from several people who have yet to send me their information as far as their reservations go, so we can compile it and get it over there to the old pyramid people. And anyway, y'all, if you hadn't done it, get on it. Yes, Big Patty, get on it.
Hello, Fat One. It is Tim giving you a call, and I hope my cellular telephonic device actually works. So giving you a call to say thank you for the shout-out about the new job, which I've been at for 3 whole weeks. So it's been very good. I'm very happy. And secondly, I'm listening to your little show from June 21st. Yeah, I'm a little behind, but it's better than being 3 months behind like I was 2 weeks ago. But talking about the Luxor, I stayed there, and worth it with them. The buffet there, it's okay. I would suggest going to another property to eat because it's not the best one. And another thing you need to know about are the elevators. If you stay in the pyramid, they are not elevators. They are inclinators. They go diagonally, not up and down. So be prepared for that, especially if you're a little drunk, see, you will fall over. So, Luxor's nice. Room's very nice. The rooms in the towers are better, but, of course, they cost more. But it's all good. So you will enjoy the Luxor, and that's all for now. So thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, yes. Tim, thank you so much. And, y'all, I just want to take another moment to say how proud I am of Terminally Single Tim and Frank from San Antonio. For y'all, cause y'all, they have been on the grind looking for work, for years, y'all. I believe it was over a year, maybe over 2 years. I don't know, but y'all, they've both happened upon good times now, and I know there are others out there that are struggling with the lack of jobs and all. But y'all, just keep the faith. Keep the faith, y'all. It gets better, Big Fatty. Oh, dear gussie. Yeah, yes. But now, Tim, you tell me that the buffet at the Luxor is not the best, that I should go to other properties for a better buffet, but you didn't tell me which ones. I need to have a list of the buffets that you recommend, because y'all, Tim enjoys a good buffet, as does the baby's arm. Y'all, he's eating for two, himself and the baby's arm. So, Tim, please, yes, call back and tell us which of the buffets that you've tried that you highly recommend. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's JR calling from the beautiful city of San Francisco, California, giving you a call. Yeah, I don't know. I got a message about a meet and greet in the town of Las Vegas, and I'm not sure if we'll be making it there. We'll think it through. If the Liberace Museum were still open, there would not be anything to debate or dispute. We'd be there in an instant. But yeah, I just wanted to give you a call and say hello and let you know that the raunchy part of San Francisco known as SoMa, or South of Market, where boys do naughty things to other boys, is, and the gentlemen callers are aplenty, is missing you. So I hope that it's not too long before you're back in our neck of the woods. We use our big fatty goodies all the time, and we usually have to explain what exactly it means. But it's brought a lot of amusement and questions, and again, we miss you out here in San Francisco, so please make sure you plan another trip, and we'll roll around the thought of Las Vegas. We just don't have any, we don't have any gamblers in the house, and I'm somewhat amused by the architecture, but don't know if it's the right thing for me necessarily. It's a lot of architecture crammed in a little piece of desert. I just wish they still had Liberace's museum going, because if they did, there'd be no question. Not that you're not enough on your own to come and visit and see. I would love to see you again, but we'll see if I can sell it to the other half of the couple. It's JR again from Hello Waffles, and I hope you're doing well. Miss you, Big Fatty, and so does San Francisco's dirty, naughty SoMa district.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all speaking about dirty and nasty, y'all. That is JR of half of the team of JR and Calvin from the Howdy Do Pancakes. Y'all, maybe it's the Howdy Do Flapjacks. I don't know for sure. But y'all, they do a little show out there in the Bay Area. And y'all, they came to the meet and greet out there. And y'all, they're just a lot of fun. And y'all, delicious. Both of them just as delicious as you can probably hope. Y'all, JR, I think I mentioned it one time, JR reminds me very much of the self-appointed resident historian of the BFO, who has unsubscribed, by the way, and who may be coming to Vegas, who knows, you know, all of a sudden you just turn around and there's Brian from Boston, and y'all, maybe we'll just turn around and there'll be JR and Calvin from the Howdy Do Flapjacks. Yes, Big Freddy! But, anyway, and JR, you don't have to gamble to enjoy Vegas. It's gonna be a gay old time. It is Pride weekend that weekend also. So get old Calvin in his Calvins. Yes, Big Fatty, that didn't make a damn bit of sense.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is the George Blamazon. You've been talking a lot lately about being mad as a snake. I thought you'd be interested to know that around here, folks are mean as a snake, and when we get angry, we are ill as a hornet. I enjoy the show. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the Georgia Glamazon. Y'all, I don't think I've heard from her since Crema, when we were talking about the pink pig back at Crema time in Atlantis. But y'all, she mentions mean as a snake. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, now that I think about it, it may have been mean as a snake that my aunt used to say. But y'all, I think it's mad as a snake. But it may have been mean as a snake. Y'all, poor Big Fatty, he don't remember shit anymore. And that's just a part of life, y'all. It's just a part of life. So, anyway, y'all, there was something I was going to tell you, and I've forgotten what it was. But, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. And if the opportunity arises, and you'd like to give Big Fatty a call with some mattress tips, y'all, I'd be more than happy to hear them. Y'all, it is the end. I don't have any more voice letters in the queue, so it'll be a while before you take me. In fact, while we're waiting for more of us voicemail,
you're not just having a gin and tonic. You're having a Tangerine and tonic.
Yes, I'm put two limes in mine. Thank you for calling.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.